Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back in to the High School Scoreboard Show. Right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Pleased to be going out to the WadeFord.com hotline to be welcoming in the godfather of this show, the man himself, Mr. Sam Crenshaw. How you doing, sir?
Doing all right, man. How you guys holding it down there in Midtown Studios?
We're holding it down okay, Sam. We're going to need you back soon. Like, we're kind of holding this thing up with some duct tape. And, you know, all we got Dom and I'm having to keep all these guys straight. You know, that's normally your job. So we need you back soon.
You got him, Chris. You got him. What a great first night for state playoffs.
How about that? And,
some interesting scores, man. Some really interesting scores, which, you know, first round of playoffs, guys on the road, you roll up your sleeves and you go out and you throw everything you got at them, right? And that's what we're getting tonight in some of these games, Chris.
Yeah, it's the matchup, Sam. We talked to Garrett and I have talked a lot about, you know, look at Walton is playing McEachern. McEachern's winning 14-10 right now, but it's close. McEachern 10-0, Walton 5-5. But these guys know each other. It's not a great matchup for McEachern, you know, so they got to just find a way to get out of there, survive in advance. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're seeing that across the board, and you're going to see more of this as we get into the power rankings, right?
Absolutely. That's what I'm thinking. But I'm seeing some teams that, I mean, like Tucker down at Central Carrollton. Mm-hmm. I mean, they come out and they jump on Central Carrollton that is undefeated going into this game. Milton has been in a struggle at Shiloh, right?
21-17 right now, Milton at halftime, but it's a battle. And Coffey, 4-6 on the year, but played a brutal schedule, leading Sequoia 14-10. That's 9-1 Sequoia right now. Remember, Sequoia last year had the upset of the first round when they beat Gainesville in the first round last year.
I mean, that's the thing. And, it's, you know, we're seeing some of that happen, you know, throughout the state tonight. So, to me, that's what makes this, you know, a lot of fun and adventure. You have some who are coming along right on schedule, like Hapeville Charter. We see what they always do. Yep. Now they get into the postseason, and you see them doing things. How about Gilmer at Douglas? They're playing over at Lakewood. And that's a tight one. I think that one's now in the third quarter.
Yeah, I got 15-10, Gilmer winning. Coach Stanley running that option, Coach. Run an option on Douglas. So 15-10 in the third quarter. Some teams trying to get their first win, Sam. You know, their first playoff win. And you set us up with the guy who won his first playoff game for the school, Coach Brown at Miller Grove earlier. And Locust Grove is trying that. Day-Day's at their game. And so I love this time of year when people have a chance to do something that hasn't been done. Isn't that fun?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's the fun thing. I was over at I watched Miller Grove a little bit last night, and Coach Brown has been in that area of town for a very long time, worked at Stevenson for a number of years, was over there with Coach Cartrell for a number of years over at Stevenson, so he knows that area. And it sounds so much like what we heard Coach Johnny White say years ago when Douglas County started to emerge. You know what? We got kids who play their youth ball in this area, but they end up going D1 somewhere else. Mm-hmm. Can we get our kids that come up playing ball in our community just to stay put? And it seems like Coach Brown has found a way to do that at Miller Grove, and the guys have found a way to win, and they bought in, And now they're a confident team. They're, you know, they're kind of a dangerous team now, so they get to set to play the next round.
Yeah, and Sam, that's one of the big things. You see this in college football, and of course you see it in high school ranks as well. Kids know what they see. They don't know anything else that happened beyond that. When you talk about teams who are winning now, that's what really matters to them, and that's really what they pay attention to. But as far as teams who are winning right now, you can go back down through the favorites. We talked about this when we kicked the show off, and I want to get kind of your two cents on it. I mean, you go down from 6A all the way down to these private schools if you want to, but let's start here in 6A, where the favorite is Grayson. We talked to, they are the number one team in America right now. And there is still a very good chance that they don't win a state championship because they have a couple of teams who kind of want to have their number. You got Buford, who wants to get some revenge as well. I mean, like, this is a team who, I mean, there are a lot of teams here in 6A, but what are your thoughts there about 6A in general?
6A is strong. You mentioned Buford. I was out there. This is where I was at 6 o'clock, just after. It was the first time I'd been out there on a game night, just to see the stadium and to see the surroundings and get a chance to walk through the place. And it's a pretty impressive facility. But, you know, when you get a place like that, that also comes some pressure to deliver and to win a state championship. And I think that's what a lot of people are watching to see. I mean, they still got to line up and play their games like everybody else. The stadium can't win any games for them. They have to go out and execute and each and every week. They're not having any problems with Richmond Hill tonight. We didn't think they would. Mm-hmm. But you're right. They are out there. Eventually you're going to have to cross paths with a team like a Carrollton or a team like a Grayson that's out there. That's the matchup that we're looking for. But then, you know, we'll talk about those teams that are there that nobody kind of talks about, like North Gwinnett.
Mm-hmm.
They're always there, and they're very capable. They're a great coach, and they're a team that could do some things and turn some things upside down as far as things go. Collins Hill is giving Lowndes a fit tonight, and mm-hmm. what's happening with Valdosta?
Yeah, no,
they're kind of having a tough time with Decula, with 5-5 Decula.
Yeah, 14-13 right now. Decula over Valdosta. How about that?
Man, can you imagine if Decula hangs on to win that game, Chris?
Yeah, that'd be something. That would definitely be something. And, you know, Valdosta just beat Lowndes to win the Wintersville Classic. They won the region. The thing is, Sam, it's the consistency. We talk about all the time, who can be consistent and be good every week. And when you play in the higher the class, the more important that is. You know, so 5A is more important than 4A, and 6A is more important than 5A, to just be consistent. And that's what you're seeing from, you know, Carrollton, Buford, Grayson. Those are more consistent teams. But, Sam, it does pain me that you were not in here with me when we got to gloat to Jeff Fisher that Georgia now has the number one team in the nation.
It took the longest time for those algorithms to work.
The algorithm finally showed a little bias to Georgia.
I think it just revealed the truth of the matter. Let's just put it that way.
Jeff said he doesn't have opinions. I said, yeah, you leave all those opinions to me. You just keep that algorithm.
That's funny. Now, we had a good conversation with him. It was a lot of fun. But here, going to 5A, as far as the favorites go, I mean, Coach picked Thomas County Central, and I feel like that's a pretty safe bet. But I can't shake the feeling that Langston Hughes has something to say. What do you think, Sam?
Langston Hughes, you want to watch. You know that they've been dominant all season long, and their team definitely you want to watch it in that class. But when you talk about, you know, Thomas County Central, that to me, they're obviously the team that you're going to have to beat. The road to the state championship, you're going to have to get through those guys, and they're awful tough team. But you think about that region and the teams in that region, because we got one in town tonight that is normally playing at home, and that is Lee County. They're on the TV game. I guess they kicked off at 8 o'clock, so they kind of feel at home, huh?
Yeah.
They kind of feel like they're back down in South.
That's part of the contract, maybe, yeah.
That's a good game, too. That's a game that Lee County won last year 64-0, Sam.
Whew. Yeah.
Not that way this week.
No, Spray Bear is a different team. They, you know, led by some outstanding players. Their top players bound for Alabama next year. So, I mean, you know, Sprayberry is a different animal this year. So you watch to see what happens with them. And Roswell's not having any problems tonight. No, Chris, I know that's a program that you like in that class. You know, watch and see what they do. They're not having any problems tonight against Shamley. Look at Noonan, though. New and kind of surprising, a new Manchester team that had enjoyed a pretty good season. And you got to think, you know, Noonan has played good football this season. And when
a little more experience, you know, a little more experience there, Sam. You know, I went with all my picks this week. I told Garrett were based on, you know, experience from the players, experience from coaches. So you got Chip Walker, you know, a friend of Sam and mine that won the state championship multiple times coaching at Noonan. So even though they haven't won it at Noonan, these are people that know how to win in the playoffs. And Olton Downs won the state championship also. Mm-hmm. But New Manchester as a program has not really been there much. So, you know, still kind of learning. So I think this time of year you're going to see experience, depth of coaching, not always win, but you'll be safe if you get an edge there.
Yeah,
it
gets you an edge.
I do think these 5A to piggyback on what Sam was saying, those 5A second round matches are brutal. If y'all have looked at, like, there's about 8 or 9 really good 5A teams, and they'll match up next week, most of them, you know. So, but I'm really excited about what following this Coffee and Sequoia game. You know, I'm telling you, that 4-6 Coffee thing is one of those don't let the record fool you. That's a good team, and they're beating Sequoia 14-10.
You know, we always have two or three of those teams each year when we get this to state playoff time. You know, that record doesn't look too good, but man, they get out there
but you just play a different schedule. You know, if everybody played all the exact same teams, you could let the records matter.
Yeah.
But when they don't, those records will lull you to sleep.
And that was something you talked to Jeff Fisher about, Coach. It was the fact that you might start seeing some of these teams play a lot more difficult schedules because you have these power rankings that are going to be going in here and deciding things as far as seeding and everything else.
Yeah, because let me just take a moment and explain to anybody listening that so Lee County's playing Sprayberry, right? And the reason they are is because Lee County, Houston County, Coffee, and Thomas County Central are all in the same region.
Yes.
Okay, and they are four of the best 15 teams in the entire state of Georgia in that class.
Yep.
But they're all in the same region. So the way we do it now, the one team would be in the top 8 of the thing. The second place team would be in ranked either 9th to 16, and the third place team would be ranked 17 to 24, and the fourth place team would be 25 to 32, no matter how good they were.
Mm-hmm.
That's just their place in the region, right, Sam? And then
now,
next year, Lee County would not play Sprayberry in the first round.
No.
Because Lee County would be like number 8 or 9 in the state. Sprayberry would be number 11 or, you know, something like that. So you wouldn't see them until. Or I could say they might be 6 or 7. Get that one? That's my kid.
Oh,
I got a kid, so I got to throw that one out there.
Oh, no.
But I about said 6 or 7. But Sam probably don't even know about that. He ain't got kids.
Sam, does that make sense to you?
Yeah, you'll have little kids running around.
Oh, no.
But, you know, if you're not going to see those matchups is what I'm telling you.
Yeah,
you're
exactly.
not going to see. We're going to see this year, more likely than not, Grayson play Carrollton in the third round of the playoffs, which is a state championship caliber game.
Yes.
Is going to happen in the third round. That can't happen with power rankings.
No.
You know, that wouldn't happen until at least the semifinals and maybe the finals. So,
Sam, are you excited about that?
I am. I'm going to see good matchups. I do like the opportunity for guys who may not have the best records and get hot late in the season.
Yeah, to have a good draw.
To go in. I think that's a neat thing to have. But you do know you do have those programs that are there and are going to play a schedule that really tests them. And you don't want that to be something that they feel punished, you know, for going out and testing themselves during the course of the season. So I think that's the thing you think about, you know. And when you think about these programs, you look at their schedules. Most of them are playing teams from other states, or they're playing up in classification to do those things to toughen themselves to get prepared with this time of year in mind. So why punish them? I think it's the way a lot of people are looking at it. So I'm curious to see next year. Sure, there'll be some people that will scream, you know, about it. But I mean, that's the other thing. You want to toughen your non-conference schedule. Your non-region schedule, and I think that's what you're going to see more and more of the teams doing.
Yeah, and I think that's one of those things that Jeff mentioned. It's going to potentially strengthen the resumes of these programs, of the really good ones who we feel are, you know, nationally ranked quality types of teams. It'll get them pushed up a little bit higher in these rankings when it comes to these algorithms and everything else. But Sam, I want to ask you one more time about a classification that we've talked a lot about. I know off-air we've talked a lot about it. 4A. I think that the race for the 4A state championship is going to be as exciting as any in high school football that I can remember. There were about a half dozen at least teams that I think could, you know, be favored in any given year. But now they're all going to be squaring off with each other. Creekside, I believe, is the favorite. North Oconee is the reigning champion. But what do you think about this one?
I know we've talked about it throughout the season, how pound for pound, if you want to use a boxing analogy, pound for pound, you know, the Class 4A, you know, is the strongest with a lot of teams that can emerge. I'm looking at Eastside right now in a real struggle with Warner Robins. That's one of those first-round games, Chris. You're looking at two really, really good teams that drew each other for a first-round game tonight.
That's a brutal first-round matchup. Yeah, brutal first-round matchup for both of them. But, yeah, one of them's going down right now. Warner Robins up 14-7. Yeah, that's a tough one.
It is. But you think about that in the teams that are in that classification. Obviously, Creekside is there. Marist, you want to know them in North Oconee until somebody, you know, knocks them off. I mean, there's someone you have to, you know, have to watch for and you have to respect. There's some other teams in that class that have reemerged this year. People like MLK, mm-hmm. That had a phenomenal season. They're playing Hiram tonight. We'll see how they come through that. But there are a number of schools, Jefferson, that are there. And, you know, you just watch for them as far as that 4A class goes.
Yeah, Central Carrollton's another one of those teams who might mess around and win a couple games there. They're playing Tucker today.
Well, they're down 14-13 right now.
Yeah, so buddy. And then they get Cambridge and Ola in the next round.
Cambridge and
Ola
is also a 14-13 game.
That's
going
to be great. And then they play Mays and Cass and East Forsyth and Benedictine. So, I mean, that is a wide-open classification, and I'm really excited for that one.
What if East Forsyth could pull that off, huh?
How about that? I can't shake that. I don't think Benedictine's going to let that happen. They're one of those types of teams, man, they'll mess around and maybe just a little bit in that first half, but I think they're going to start pulling away here in the second half. Wouldn't surprise me whatsoever.
We'll see.
That's why they play the game.
It's the first night of the state playoffs, and you know what? Everybody had that week off last week. Who did that impact in a negative way? Who was that needed that momentum to keep on going rather than taking a week off, right?
Yeah.
Are we seeing any of that come into play tonight?
Yeah, that's, and we'll see. I mean, that's what it is this time of year. But Sam, we appreciate you taking some time to join us. And by the way, but publicly, let's make sure everybody understands that even when he's not here, Sam is keeping this show afloat. Like, Sam is the one that's getting us stuff to do. So we appreciate your guidance, Sam. Really, thank you, man. Appreciate you.
Oh man, I miss being in there with you. And you know, I'll be back in a couple of weeks when we have Hawks games. And by the way, you know, shout out to the Hawks, right? You know,
how about them?
Hey man, they're winning games. They can take our airtime as long as they're winning games. That's all that matters.
Absolutely. Now we can rub some of this off on those guys. Going to be over the bins on Sunday. We'll be really cooking, right?
From your mouth to God's ear. How about that? Sam Crenshaw, thank you so much, my friend.
Y'all take care, man. Have a good night.
Absolutely. We'll talk soon. All right. Yeah, we got more scores that we got to update. We'll do that as soon as we get back. This is the High School Scoreboard Show. Garrett Chapman filling in for Mr. Sam Crenshaw. Sports Radio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the game. Welcome back into the High School Scoreboard Show. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Rolling into the second half here on the show. Coach Chris Parker, Garrett Chapman here in the Kia Studios. Coach, we're starting to get a pretty good idea of what's going to be happening here tonight.
You know, I said I wasn't happy about Garrett keeping those receipts dumb.
Why?
I changed my mind.
Well, what was that?
Garrett, pull those receipts out.
Wait, which one? All right.
Who did you say was going to win out of Oconee County and Northwest Whitfield?
Depends on who's winning.
No, who did you say was going to, you know?
I picked the home team.
Oh, Northwest Whitfield. And me and Dom picked Oconee County. Well, okay. Oconee County just scored in the fourth quarter, got 36-23. It ain't over. But
it's getting close.
The lady is warming up.
She's warming up.
She's got some water and some tea.
Yeah.
She's getting ready.
She's getting her honey. You know, sipping on her honey tea or whatever that is. What do you do when you have like the sore throat? Is it like hot water and
honey? Like hot water, honey, you got chamomile tea, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. She's warming up.
And yes, I will tell you an interesting thing you asked me about playoff stuff and before we get into I know we got some updates. The it's harder than you think I found to come back. So, Northwest is at home. They're down 13 points. It's 36-23. Now, they can throw this in my face. They score two touchdowns, they win.
It happens.
It happens more in the regular season. And here's why I'm saying that. Because the kids are kids. These are 15-year-olds, 16-year-olds, 17-year-olds. Like, they know the season's over if they lose. Mm-hmm. And they're down two scores. And, like, there's just this, like, this more, you know, you talked about trying to control that panic and that emotion. And the closer it gets to the reality of we're probably not going to win tonight, the harder that is to do. And so you don't see as many sometimes ludicrous comebacks.
And teams start to press.
Because they press too much. That's what I'm trying to say. Whereas in game 7, we totally saw some teams down 13 with 5-6 minutes left, come back and win the game, no big deal. And it can happen tonight. I'm not saying
it couldn't. Well, because you see people try to, you know, get some momentum going into the week of practice for next week, and then you're ramping up and everything else.
And you guys know this. You guys know this just from playing. I'm saying you don't have to have coached like long as I did to know this, but there's just a feeling that you get when it's almost over, you know, and it's just different than when we lost. I mean, I lost a bunch of games, but it was only over once a year, if that makes sense, you know, and so you just. It does change some things. And I am friends with the Northwest Whitfield coach. I love Kurt Miller's my friend.
Yeah, we don't root for anybody.
I don't care who wins the game. Yeah. But I am telling you, my experience tells me getting up two scores is even bigger right there than it would have been in a regular season game. Mm-hmm. You know, that getting up two scores is huge.
Sure.
You know, in those settings where you can put the real pressure on them, not just the pressure to win the game, but the pressure to salvage the season.
Yeah. That's, and look, like pressure. I said, we don't root for teams to lose here. That's not what we do. No. It's not, that's not what we're
Even our picks are for fun, guys.
Picks are for fun. Yeah, we're just enjoying ourselves with it. And it's just, like you said, it's just for fun. We want all these guys to be happy and healthy and enjoy these football games. It's
but before
experience.
We get to our updates, Dom, Garrett wants it just to be for fun when we were winning. I'm just making sure we're pointing that out.
Right,
hey, man.
Right.
It's just for fun now that Garrett picked the wrong
one. He lost those receipts. He lost
them. I'm looking at him. I know. I don't lose receipts now. I hold on to that stuff.
All right. I'll quit. I'll quit.
I got a receipt for you guys, though. We got a final score. Stevenson Jaguars, 42.
Richmond.
Academy of Richmond, 18.
18. Good job. Good win for Stevenson.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
We thought we'd get that one. But, yeah, Stevenson rolling like always. But got a little competition now with Miller Grove and DeKalb County starting to play some
ball. Yeah.
We'll see what happens with that one. We're also going to see what's happening on with Eric Slaughter, MLK and Hiram. Let's head out there and see what's going on. MLK, 26-14 over Hiram. They got some good athletes on that team. They sure do.
This is an ML King team, Garrett, that, you know, they have really struggled in the previous decade or so. I mean, they really had, after having some really good teams, you know, in the early 2000s. Mm-hmm. This is a school that opened in 2002 and opened by their second year, won 11 games. Their third year, won 11 games. Or, you know, Corey Jarvis becomes a coach, they win 10, 12, 9, 10, right? Mm-hmm. In 2011 and 12, they win 12 and 13, 12 and 11 games. Since then, 3, 4, 2, 4, 1, 7, 2, 2, 2, 2, 4.
Well, like I was telling Coach,
now 9-1 this year.
Like I was telling Sam, these things turn quickly.
Yeah, and so 9-1 this year for Coach Knight. Great job there, trying to get their 10th win, and their first playoff win in since that 2012 season where they went 11-1, and their first time winning double digits. And so, I mean, this is a team that really fell off. They were Stevenson-like for a while. They were.
Yeah.
And then they fell off. Good to see them back. So. Now, we'll see if they can finish that.
You got to finish.
Their two-score lead's like not said. The same as the one I said earlier, though, because it's halftime. Or it's, you know, they're going into the third quarter a little bit earlier. Yeah. You get into the fourth quarter with that two-score lead, though, and it is a little more comfortable.
Yeah. Well, let's give some more scores. I got Stockbridge and Blessed Trinity. That's another game we've been following here.
How's that one going?
14-7 Stockbridge is on top.
Dang. You had Blessed Trinity, too, though.
I did, man. Yeah, I got the kiss of death.
Yeah.
And then we got
is Dom undefeated on this?
I think so.
Dom just flipping a coin over there. He ain't paying attention.
Benedictine and East Forsyth. That was a game that was tied. What was it? Tied at 7?
Yeah, it was tied at 7.
28-7 now is your score in the fourth quarter.
Benedictine.
Kind of going the way that we expected it to in that one, unfortunately, for East Forsyth. Benedictine, I mean, there's no shame in losing that game if you do. But, I mean, shoot, 21 points in the fourth quarter is probably a little bit too much to ask for. But Marist is up 30-0. And that game just went final. So Marist is the type of team who, I mean, they're going to sit on the football as much as they want to. That seems like that's probably what happened in this game. They kind of got a lead early, and then they just sat on it. They have a tendency of doing that. But they get the win 30-0. Perry and North Oconee. North Oconee, that was a little shaky for a second there, but they are firmly in control now, 24-7. But Jefferson kind of has the same story. 28-13, they are on top in that one. We got a lot of great scores here.
Yeah, I really do. And hey, to my point of that I'm usually proven wrong, Northwest Whitfield scored again. So it's still 36-30, Oconee with the lead in the ball, but they did get it back to a one-score
all
game.
All I need is a chance, man.
Yeah, exactly what you want to do
there.
That's
all I need.
You know, Garrett, these teams, you know, you're going to see some teams starting to pull away here and finish, but you're also going to see some really, really good games if you hang with us here for the next hour or so. Thomas County Central is up big, 52-7 over Woodstock.
How about Douglas and Gilmer? Douglas is only they're trailing 15-12.
Yeah, last I saw it was 15-12. It's still 15-12.
Still 15-12.
That's a game to keep an eye on. You know, that's Coach Paul Standards, the old St. Pius coach, is at Gilmer, doing a great job there. And they got a chance to beat Douglas. That'd be a big upset.
That would be a big one. That'd be definitely a big one. We got a. I know Bowden. That's a team who a lot of people that's
going for a four-peat.
Yeah.
They won the last three state championships.
42-0 right now.
So.
And then Washington Wilkes over in Seminole County, that game's tied at 14 right now. It says it's the second quarter. Maybe they just haven't updated that one, but we'll see on that. But look, man, you got some good games across the state, and that's a very important thing. You got to keep in mind These games are going to come down to the wire. A lot of these games are. So I got to make sure you stay, keep that dial right here on Sports Radio 92.9. The game. But when we get back, I was pleased to be joined by somebody who I really adored as a kid growing up and watching high school football and college football and then professional football. He's one of the pride and joys of the state of Georgia. And I know Rusty Manziel was very proud of this guy when he came up through the high school ranks. It's Isaiah Crowell, and he's going to join us next. It's School Days on the High School Scoreboard Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back into the High School Scoreboard Show right here on your home of high school football and Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I am very pleased to be joined by Isaiah Crowell. Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline to go check out that conversation brought to you by Aikens Ford, where the end of the year deals start now. Isaiah, very good to talk to you, man. I know that when I was coming in through the high school ranks, I was a little younger than you were, and I remember bringing my, I was like on my phone in school trying to check out where you were going to be going to college, and I will never forget you bringing out the little Georgia Bulldog, and that was the coolest thing, man. I know you've probably been asked about that 1,000 times, but I do want to shout that out really quickly. Where did that come from?
Yeah, thank you. So actually, that came from a friend of mine that actually had, you know, was breeding dogs at the time. And basically, they came to me, you know, like a few days before the signing. And that was the way of them kind of asking me where I was going. So they was asking me where I was going and stuff like that. And then they was like, well, if you're going to Georgia, then you could just bring out the puppy and stuff. You know what I mean? And so that we just went from there. You know what I mean? It really wasn't my idea. I didn't ask what I was going to do, but it just that was how it came about.
Isaiah, Chris Parker, appreciate you joining us, man. A recent Hall of Famer here, Garrett, Georgia High School Hall of Fame. I serve on that board. Really honored to have you in on that. Well deserved, my man.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, so let's talk about your time at Carver Columbus, though. You know, you're a high school student, you're a high school football player. You were a very popular high school football player. But when you think about your time at Carver High School, what comes to mind? Just when you sit back thinking about it, what's the first things that come to mind?
Thinking about Carver football, I just think about competitiveness. You know, from the first day I got there when I was a freshman, it was just like everybody, you know, from the coaches and the players was all about, you know, winning and just growing in the program. So I feel like when I first got there, we already had top players when I got there. You know what I mean? Jamon Fortson, Deron Furr, Daquan Menzie. Yeah, we had like a lot of players that was already, you know, getting recruited. So it was already a standard when I got there. So I feel like I was just a part of, you know, a part of the culture, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. Was there one moment that stands out? Is there any one moment that you just think, you think back to and think a game, a time, a play that just really stands out to you?
One of my favorite touchdowns that I had was against Buford. I think that was my last year there. And that was just like, I think I went for like 85 yards or something like that to like seal the game in the fourth quarter. And when I think about Carver and stuff, that I think about that all the time because that was a top game. And, you know, my coaches growing up always told me, you know, big-time players make big-time plays in big games. So I just always wanted to be the player that, you know, carried the team on my shoulders. So that was just one of my favorite runs from me being there.
Yeah, absolutely. And Isaiah, that's actually the exact game that I was going to ask you about because that is not something that happened very often is when a team took down Buford. And look, Buford, they're now playing in the state's highest classification. They play in this multi-million dollar facility up there. Good for
right,
them.
I checked it out. It's nice. It's very nice.
Nice now. But they used to play down in 2A. And I do remember that. There were only two teams that I can remember that beat them in regular season play. It was the Lovett Lions, and it was Carver Columbus, and it was your football team back there in 2010. I'm actually sitting here reading the article back, just reminiscing on this, because I remember, because I played in the same region as Buford, and whenever somebody beat them, that would just, it would echo throughout the entire state. And I just reminisce with that game just for a second.
A couple of things, Isaiah. First off, I'm not younger than you like Garrett. I'm much older than you. But I would also like to point out that Garrett playing Buford at Lovett did not have any 83-yard runs.
No,
okay?
So
he did not have the exact same experience that you had.
No,
right.
But
okay.
joking aside, man, let me talk about this for a minute, Garrett. I didn't either, by the way. It was just a long time ago, back in my day. I didn't have any long runs either. But, but man, has there ever been a guy that wished he was born in a different era than Isaiah Crowell? This man would have killed in the NIL era. I mean, I did know him because he would have killed in the NIL era in high school.
Most definitely.
Other than that, so I'm going to take that one away from you, Isaiah. Other than that, what advice do you have? What do you wish these guys now knew, you know, that you know now that you didn't know when you were their age? These guys coming up that want to be like you, they want to be the guy that's the number one recruit. They want to be the guy that everybody wants. What advice do you have for them?
The advice I have is, you know, have patience, you know, enjoy the moment, seize the moment, and take advantage of every opportunity that they have, because there's a lot of opportunities out here now, being that, you know, like we talking about NIL and stuff like that. So I feel like they should take advantage of the opportunity that they have, and be disciplined and be smart about the decision that they make when they, you know, because it's a lot of, it's a lot of influence and a lot of things that they can do. You know what I mean? So I feel like they got to be smart with it and listen to their parents and anybody who is in their life that's trying to guide them the right way. That's my advice.
Yeah. And you know, Del McGee is somebody who I feel like has had a big impact on a lot of different people across the state. He was your high school coach. He's now, right. Then he goes to Georgia Southern, then he's in Athens for many years, and now he's the head coach at Georgia State. I mean, what kind of influence right. did he have in your life?
So he had a big impact in my life. He was always somebody, even outside of football, that would, you know, steer me in the right direction. And if he seen me going in the wrong direction, he would let me know, let my parents know. And I feel like he was a big, you know, just a role model. He played football, so he always been around the game, can give you a lot of game about the sport and, you know, getting to the level that you want to get on. So I just got a lot of respect for him on and off the field.
Isaiah, did you play any other sports in high school?
I ran track. I think my sophomore year, I placed like fourth in the state in the 100 meter run. I ran track, and I played basketball up until like my junior year. My junior year, I stopped playing because I started getting so many offers and stuff like that. So I was just like, just pick a sport. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I always like asking that because I think it's important for people to see that you can play different things. You know, it's okay.
Oh yeah, I definitely played different things. I definitely ran track up until my last year.
Yeah,
I ran track and played football. So
yeah, and
up until my last year.
And you played at every level, right? So you of course you played at the lowest level. I mean, saying high school. I mean, I don't know if you played peewee football or anything like that. But
I actually did. I started off when I was 8 years old.
He probably had some 80-yard runs.
So you probably had some 80-yard runs in that one as well. But you go there, then you go play high school ball, then you play college ball, and then you go play in the NFL. What's a lesson that you've learned that you've picked up along the way that you think is intrinsic to winning at every step of the way?
Just being disciplined and playing as a team on every level, that matters. You have to play as a team. There's no I in team. Everybody has to do their job, and everybody has to be held accountable. So that's that. You know, that's coaches, players, from, you know, the starter to the scout team. You know what I mean? Everybody got to be held accountable. Everybody got to do their job. So that's what I feel like is, you know, imperative into winning.
Yeah, that's a great answer, and it's a great question, Garrett, because I love asking these guys that question. Like, what wins at every level? And he just, you know, what, because some things are different at the level, but some things, it doesn't matter, man. It wins at every level. Hey, talking about winning, Isaiah, how about Carver Columbus? You know, they're still winning without you.
Yeah, we definitely. Yeah. Yeah, they're doing their thing. They're doing it, definitely doing their thing, and I'm rooting for them.
Yeah, Jarvis Jones is the coach now, first year coach.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they won the state championship last year, 14-1. Dr. Coffey was the coach there. He gets to be the principal. He's in administration like me. And Jarvis Jones the coach now. So how much pride do you get seeing them win the state championship last year? They're competing for it this year. They're probably the favorite. You know, how does that make you feel?
I feel great about it. I feel great about it last year. It's my alma mater. I feel great about it this year also. With the players that we have, and of course with Jarvis Jones, I know he got where to take the lead in the way.
Yeah, and Isaiah, one more here for me, and then I do want to talk to you about your event that you have coming up. You had a unique high school experience, but it's something that you see a lot of kids at this day and age similarly have in this talent-rich state, right? I mean, you were a five-star recruit. You were somebody who everybody wanted to talk to. What advice do you have to kids who are kind of in your shoes, whether they're a three-star or a blue-chip recruit like you were, about how you go through this process and how you weigh having these conversations with coaches versus where you really want to go and chasing your dreams and setting other things aside to go do those things? But what kind of advice do you have for those guys, Isaiah?
The advice I would say is, like I said, listen to people who have gone where you want to go. You know, people who are trying to steer you in the right direction, and just being disciplined, and just for sure taking advantage of education. You see what I'm saying? So because you can't go anywhere without education. So you got to take that serious, and just hold yourself accountable and be smart about the people you hang around with. So
no, absolutely. I mean, those are the big things right there. And there's another big thing that you got coming up here. On November 21st at 11 a.m., it's the Feed the Crow Thanksgiving event. Isaiah, tell us a little bit about what you got going on.
So I've been doing this for about eight, 9 years now, and I just feed less fortunate families that's in the Columbus area or the surrounding areas. And I used to feed about maybe 100 people or so, something like that. And I just get the food and everything and just let them fellowship and just basically have a Thanksgiving meal just as if it's just on Thanksgiving, being though that we know everybody don't have families to celebrate with. So I just get them a chance to fellowship and eat and have a real Thanksgiving meal.
Man, fantastic. Yeah. Great, great work, my friend, for doing that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, so in this studio, there's three people, and the four counting you, Isaiah, and combined, we have 0 80-yard runs. I just want to make sure that's, that was clear on this.
Because
I know Dom's ass ain't never run for 80 yards. And if I started running right now, we'd be to the next segment before I even made it 80 yards. But I bet you still got one left in you, though, don't you? If you had to, you still got one left in you.
Yeah, I got one. I still work out and stay in shape, for sure.
I think I maxed out at like 65 yards, yeah. And I think somebody caught me from behind. That was just kind of the player.
Oh, man, you got to finish it.
I had to do up-downs and practice that next week, man.
He's got that body for radio, all three of us.
Hey, everybody for radio.
Yeah. Hey, man.
Thanks for joining us, Jonas.
Isaiah, thank you so much.
Hey,
I really appreciate you.
I appreciate y'all.
Thanks, Isaiah.
Hey. For sure.
Okay, thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.